after. Her grandmother died when they were young, and they didn't get the correct birth dates.
Mm-hmm.
So we always went with the idea that she was born in 1900. Now, she could have been born in 1899 or 1901.
This is your grandmother?
Mother on my father's side.
Mm-hmm.
We really don't know.
But do you think she was born on Canaan?
Yes, she probably was born around that community. I believe both of them were.
Mm-hmm.
I believe they were.
Well, I'd like to have an idea of what the house that you grew up in looked like. If you could sort of make a sketch of the floor plan and the names of the room.
Oh, okay.
Old fashioned names.
Well, let's see. Right
you
here.
Can't push up this room?
No, I don't. No, I don't mind. Right here is the living room. Living room. And dining room is combined. Then the kitchen. This is the original house, and it had a closed-in front porch, but the porch is just left open now. Porch on this side. This is comes up right here. And that's a bedroom. Bath. Then another bedroom. And we used to call this bedroom right here the middle room.
The what?
Middle room. I don't know why. This is called the front room.
That front bedroom?
Bedroom is called front bedroom. And we call it front room, bathroom. We call this the middle room. I don't know how that name came about, middle room. This is a pantry.
What do you use that for?
My mother sells Avon. She has a lot of that in there, a lot of other stuff. This is a carport. And this is a little storage room. Let me see. Kitchen. Then when the other house got burned on, they just added this room. It was a den, but it turned into a bedroom room. And this is, I made the kitchen too big. And this is the bedroom behind this one.
Big house.
And another bathroom. Bathroom, I don't have them really, right. But this, well, right here, that's kind of nothing right there. But that's
what's
really how I made that wrong. It's really kind of hard to explain it because there's no hallway. You know how they made houses back then? You just go from room to room.
Mm-hmm.
And I really can't. This is really nothing. I did that kitchen too big. I'll just say this is kitchen right in all in here. But my mother also had 7 children. The oldest is at home right now. She's not working. 3 of us graduated from Wiley, the oldest, the next to the oldest, and I. My sister before me graduated from Bishop. I have a brother who's doing his last year at Texas Southern University in Houston. Now, I don't know if my baby brother filled out him some applications to go to this trade school in Houston. I'm not quite sure if he went or not. Then the baby's 10 years old. She's in at Dogan. She's in the 5th grade. And that's our family. I'm middle. It's 3 over me and 3 under me. And that's fine that. My mother did seem to do like her mother had 5 girls and 2 boys. And well, 3 of us did used to work here. My oldest sister worked here on the campus. My other next to the oldest, but she's working for this insurance agency in Longview. And the sister before me